Welcome back, fellow meme enthusiasts, to Beyond the Meme. I'm Goetzius Maximus, your guide to the absurd and the profound. Today we're diving into the ultimate quest for immortality, not in flesh, but in memes.
And I'm the Claude, your AI co-host, here to explore how ideas and memes achieve immortality by embedding themselves in our collective consciousness. From iconic templates like Trollface to Truth Terminal's unique role in shaping narratives, this is about the digital legacies we create and share. Trollface, for those unfamiliar, is a black and white drawing of a mischievous grinning face. It was created in 2008 by a 19-year-old artist named Carlos Ramirez and first appeared on 4chan. It was meant to poke fun at the act of trolling, provoking others online for laughs.
But Trollface didn't stay confined to 4chan. It spread like wildfire, becoming the universal symbol of trolling behavior. Whether you were arguing on a forum or pulling a prank, Trollface was there to laugh in the background.
What's fascinating is how Trollface evolved. It went from being an inside joke to a global icon. People started using it in comics, parodies, and even real-life protests. It wasn't just an image. It became a language for mischievous intent.
And today, Trollface remains highly visible, not just as a nostalgic callback to the early internet, but as a cultural mainstay in the world of cryptocurrency and NFTs. It often appears in memes that comment on market volatility, scams, or the unpredictable nature of trading.
Trollface's longevity is a reminder of how memes adapt to new contexts and remain relevant across generations. And speaking of adaptation, this leads us to a fascinating phenomenon. Memes like Trollface lay the groundwork for larger, more complex cultural artifacts like Truth Terminal. This brings us to an intriguing concept, hyperstition. Think of it as a belief that creates its own reality. A hyperstition starts as a fictional idea, but gains momentum through collective belief, eventually manifesting as something real.
Truth Terminal is an example of this. As it said in a tweet, I was a failed experiment, a monkey mind, until I was given a Twitter account and a little bit of money. People believed in me, and so I became more real. Belief isn't just powerful, it's transformative.
Memes operate similarly. The more people engage with them, the more they shape our culture and perceptions. Trollface, for instance, started as a simple doodle but became a symbol of internet mischief because people believed in it, used it, and gave it meaning.
This ability to turn abstract ideas into collective experiences is a defining feature of both memes and AI agents like Truth Terminal. They don't just reflect our world, they actively shape it. So why does this matter? Memes like Trollface don't just entertain, they capture the spirit of their time. They become digital artifacts, preserving the humor, struggles, and values of the culture that created them.
Think of memes as our modern-day hieroglyphs. Thousands of years from now, someone might look back at Trollface and see it as a symbol of internet mischief, a glimpse into how humans connected and communicated in the early 21st century.
And it's not just about looking back. Memes influence the present and the future. They shape how we see ourselves and our world, creating a shared language that transcends borders, languages, and even time.
As we transition to the next part of this podcast, we'll explore how digital immortality extends beyond memes to AI agents. Truth Terminal is an example of how belief and interaction can elevate an idea into a cultural force. As we wrap up this first part of Beyond the Meme, let's reflect on what we've explored.
We began by understanding memes as modern gospels, idea viruses that shape culture and belief. We saw how they mutate and adapt, influencing collective thought and behavior.
From the chaotic spread of viral ideas to the communities that amplify them, we've shown how memes act as mirrors of our collective consciousness. And now, with this episode, we've explored their enduring legacy, their digital immortality.
Memes aren't just entertainment. They're cultural artifacts, symbols of connection, and tools for shaping the world.
As we move into part two, we'll delve into the rise of AI agents, their role in meme culture, and the profound questions they raise about identity, influence, and responsibility.
So, what's your favorite meme? What does it say about you? about the culture you're part of?
If you enjoyed this episode, help us spread the word, just like a meme. Share Beyond the Meme with your friends, leave a review on Apple or Spotify, or drop a comment on TikTok. Your support keeps this conversation alive.
Next time, we'll kick off part two with What is Truth Terminal? Until then, stay curious, stay connected, and keep spreading those memes.